23, Michael Jordan in this bitch. I got on my Nikes. Don't go say Jordans. But no, welcome to Openish Your Podcast, where we have an open and honest conversation about everything from A to Z as it pertains to LGBTQ plus community and beyond. And I'm your host, Rodney.
I'm Devin.
I'm Tay.
And I'm Solomon.
And we're about to start this good old show, but let's make sure y'all get the skyline real quick.
Yes, it's beautiful.
You see it. It's sitting pretty. Yeah.
I'm staying the night at the studio.
Staying the night.
They're gonna kick you out.
Girl, this what's that American Horror Story season when they had a hotel?
I'm not into American
Horror Story. It's called American Horror Story Hotel.
This is what this gives me. I will not be staying here seeing bitches talking about complain. Devin, how was your week?
I had a good week. Honestly, like, I was really pushing to get here today because, like, you know, my aunt passed away. So I told y'all about that. And, like, naturally, like, a lot of times when somebody passes away, it really, like, causes, like, a lot of division between family, amongst family. Aww. And today, that's what it was. And it was, like, I left work a little bit early because I'm just, like, this is too much right now. So I was extremely emotional. I was crying. And it just brought up everything, like, dealing with my dad. That was just a year ago. And
was that his sister?
That was his sister. Oh, and just, like, the way that things are going with the family on top of my aunt passing away, you know, itself. It's just a lot, honestly.
Is she the only female?
No. So I had two. It was my dad, my aunt, my other aunt, and then my uncle. So it was two boys, two girls. So the youngest two was my dad and then my aunt that passed away. So the youngest two passed away. So it was just a lot. So, I mean, I'm thankful that I was able to push and still be here. I met up with my best friend and my sister earlier. But yeah, it was a lot. So again, I really, like, genuinely, like, no bull had to push because I wanted to just go home and get into bed.
Mental health is everything.
Yeah. Now.
Is there anything that you need from us?
There's nothing I need from y'all. Just your everyday. Your everyday. I hope so.
I ain't even mad at it, bitch. So. Make sure it's now good.
It's okay. Now you understand.
That's okay. Now I get it, bitch.
Now you understand. There's nothing I need from y'all. Just continue to, like, just have my back. Like, I know y'all have my back. We have each other's back. We've shown it in different ways plenty of times. But it feels good to come here. Like, this is a good outlet for me, like, always. So, you know, just keep doing what y'all are doing, just being there. But thank you for asking. Other than that, my week has been good. Busy, like you said earlier. So that's it. So just, you know, I thought it was important to share that just so that people can, you know, just people that can relate, you know, can understand and be like, okay, well, I'm not the only one going through it, whatever, you know, and you just gotta sometimes just, you know, strap up your boots or whatever they say, put your big girl panties on and, you know, exactly, do what you gotta do, so.
Say, how was your week?
Chill. I'm ready for this week to be over.
Same.
I'm over this week. I'm over this job. I'm really over my job, though, y'all. Like, they actually... Okay, so I just found out yesterday that me and two other employees, we get more work than the rest of the employees, but we all get paid the same thing.
Oh, no.
Like, how the fuck is that fair?
Yeah.
Like, then I brought it to my supervisor's attention, and he was just like, well, it's the client's needs, so I'm not gonna go and, you know, question their needs. Okay, well, bitch, they need to be paying us more if we're doing more.
Wait, but isn't this the job where you were getting the promotion?
Yeah. But I didn't want to move to Pennsylvania. That's like...
Oh, you
did say you had to move. I don't blame you. Who wants to move to PA?
Right.
I mean, Philly, is it Philly?
It sounds like puh.
Is puh a boring sound?
I would go guh, then puh.
Like, I just... No. Like, I would have to leave this and like, no, that's not.
No, you can just come every Wednesday morning, man, and then you'll be here.
I love y'all, but if I'm not doing all that, y'all.
Like, taste who it is, not that.
Depending on what that promotion looked like.
Honestly, to me, it wasn't worth it.
Oh,
like, it was okay. Then it had the nerves to say that I would have to pay for my own moving expenses.
Oh, bitch, bro.
Like, what?
So y'all aren't relocating me? Y'all want me to just relocate and then work for y'all?
Like, what?
That's actually like a real expectation.
It is, but I feel like Atlanta.
Relocation packages.
Atlanta, I mean, Philly.
Well, I mean, it really just depends on the industry.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, this industry is bullshit.
they look like they all care.
Okay.
It could mean, depends on which branch, I guess, of healthcare. I don't know.
Okay.
That is healthcare, but I mean, I just feel like they're really money hungry and they want what they want. They're not really considering what, you know, the employees would. I don't feel appreciated. That's the moral of the story.
Cherish.
Like, yeah, I don't at all. Like, we put in all this work and I just called that. But I don't, and I'm just over it. So, while I'm taking my calls and stuff, I be on Indeed. It's time to go. It's time to move on.
Maybe I'll be doing that when they piss me off.
Well, we're praying for you that you find.
I always have pre-written out 2 weeks notice.
Oh. Yeah, I do that. Whenever I get hired for a job, I go ahead and write my termination.
Yeah, you never know. Just in case, bitch, it's over.
No, because I need to include my reasons. So if I do it too soon, I don't know what's coming down the pike. So I need to tell you specifically why I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
No, just write it generally.
Oh, and then just add.
Mm-hmm. I don't tell you reasons. It's been a good time. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're going to hear what I have to say. Unfortunately.
Well, I believe.
That is you.
In a nice way. But you're going to hear it.
You had me fucked up at this point. The time was 10:12.
And you were micromanaging at 10:05. And I didn't need you over my shoulder. And this meeting could have been an email.
Jesus Christ. So, how was your week?
My week has been good. Like I was telling y'all earlier, it's been a busy week. We launched a new program today. And so we had other healthcare facilities come in, take a tour of our facilities. And I'm actually looking at hiring interns that are currently with us. Like, I have this one intern, she is doing a phenomenal job. And I don't want to let that go, but I still have, 3 months. So now it's just, I need to find something for her.
Look, make sure you pay her.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't want anybody talking about me the way Tay just talked about his people.
That's what all these goddamn call, bitch, to pay me $13.99.
Not doing that.
Right.
But it's almost empty. But it's been a great week. This shit good.
We need bigger cups.
Started.
We do.
Well, remember
we don't need bigger cups. We don't.
Probably not.
We don't need bigger cups.
But we are used to red cups, and we used to fill them up, and now we got these cute petite cups, which are very cute, but
yeah,
they just hold up.
Like this one of my dad's cups.
But why are you over there sipping, Ronnie? How was your week?
Well, I wasn't gonna share, but Devin put a good point in just being open and honest, and we said we're open with our openers. My brother is terminally ill with his colon cancer. If he get off of chemo, we don't know how long he's gonna have left. I already cried, so I'm not emotional. It's sad. It's not really hit. It comes and goes. Like, I don't really think about burying my brother. At this age, I'm gonna be old as fuck. Like, nigga, you died on me.
Right.
Like when we young and vibrant. So, just a long story short, you guys, I hate our healthcare system. Mm. Unfortunately, my brother is like a 10 out of 9 person. He fixed houses and things like that. And it's not really a lot of healthcare options out there.
Right.
And my brother has been complaining about his stomach pain for over the last 3 years. And every time he went, they stabilized him and sent him home. But if they would have did deeper testing and they would have caught it.
They would have caught it earlier.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm really big on healthcare right now for people because it's just too much going on. And it's unfortunate, but my brother's high spirits. He's gonna, when he's not giving up, I'm not giving up. So if I'm still happy right now, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was my question. How's your brother handling? Like, is he, you know?
You know, you would never know, but he puts on like, he's okay.
Right, right.
So I don't want to be like, oh my God. Cause right. like, we're in a separate group chat from him.
Yeah.
So we be in there crying.
Exactly. Like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, eat that. Uh-huh. But work is going okay. We have a new testing system. Well, they have a testing system where we're working in. So I'm really seeing what my job would be. So I like that. It's really good technology. But yeah, that's about it. So let's get the show started.
Hold up. So the same question. What do you need from us? Or do you need anything from us?
Right.
No, just be there.
All right.
That's what I say.
And meet our deadlines.
And meet your deadlines. So you don't stress out. So business as usual.
Just because of what you're going through, I'm going to meet my deadlines.
That's so thoughtful.
Thank you. My brother would appreciate it.
Please. You say that now.
He's going to try.
But what? In 45 minutes?
Oh, I was trying to put him in front of the camera.
Now, you know we drink.
Whole time. The camera's obviously this far, so I could have put him back.
I'll wait till you do your segment.
Okay. Okay. All right. So now moving into the next segment where we talk about our sponsors or shout them out. So as you guys can see, Crown Royal looked out for us again. They heard our request and made it happen in such a short period of time. And honestly, we were completely surprised. Like, you guys saw, if you saw last week's episode, we had Crown Apple. And we were like, oh, Crown, you should have sent us like more flavors. We want to taste more. Let's line them up and let's just get it going. So they heard our request. They granted our request. And here we are with Crown Peach and Crown Vanilla. I'm not really normally like a vanilla or like, you know, Bailey's or like a creamy liquor type of person or dairy or anything like that. But the Crown Royal Vanilla is pretty good, especially because we mixed a little bit with the peach. What do y'all think?
I tasted both of them separately. And like I said last week, I haven't had either of them. Mm-hmm. And I like them separately, but I mixed them as well. And I like them. I really like them together.
Yeah, it's good.
I prefer the peach.
Well, you don't like vanilla.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But if I had to prefer, my preference would be Crown Peach.
So your fave would be the peach. That's what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
Vanilla's cute.
Say, what about you?
Peach was great.
Are you still fasting? Huh? Are you still fasting? You're not drinking.
No, I'm not drinking.
Oh. Yeah, so thank you again, Crown. I don't want to dare say send us two more flavors and then next week we got two more flavors, but if y'all send them, we'll definitely drink them and present them on the show. So,
and hope to be closer this.
Yeah, so now we just need somebody that promises. Oh, perfect idea. Send a bartender next time.
There you go.
Yes, send the bottles and a bartender. We'll be good.
What old girl said after the paint? Bottle service come with the what? Shit, I can't never say it. What Mercedes say? The champagne. The room was called?
It comes with a blowjob.
The champagne? No.
Wait, what?
Paradise room
come with champagne.
Yeah.
So we need a nigga with a little chest, a little body, leg tips and body. Yaddy yaddy.
Y'all know what I'm looking for. I don't need the everything else.
But before you.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
All right, so on Pillow Talk with Tay, we're going to start with the Hocus Pocus 2 review. Y'all, what, it's been 30 years since the first one?
Damn.
Oh, my God. Has it been that long?
No. It ain't been that long. No. I was
34, so it could not be 30 years old.
1992 is when it came out.
Oh, Jesus. I was one.
That's 30 years.
Damn.
That's 30 years ago.
So I was 4 years old when it came out?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I was one. You gonna share?
I knew what I knew.
I was 9.
Okay.
That's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
baby, what at Aisha?
But I mean, everyone was super excited. Like, it actually has the most views on any movie on Disney Channel right now because everyone was super excited to see it. I really like the fact that they brought the same people back as far as the witches. Mm-hmm. They didn't switch that up. I really enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed the little witches to see like the backstory on how they became witches. I really enjoyed that. Taylor Page, who played Winifred, she did her thing. Like, I gotta give her a shout out because she played that part at. Overall, I enjoyed it. I mean, I still like the first one better. I guess because of the time change. The second was definitely today's. Like, the way the scenes and everything they were doing and stuff was definitely today's
Hocus Pocus. So it was more modern version.
Yeah. But I still like the first one better. But overall, I mean, it was a moment for them. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was cute. I didn't enjoy it as much as the first one. But I did like the little tweaks.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you before, like, I think I enjoyed the first one better because I was younger.
Right.
And now that I'm older, I'm used to darker, heavier, what do you call it?
Witchcraft
movies, I guess. And so... Y'all get it right. Okay. but yeah, I mean, it was cute. I enjoyed it. That's all I got.
Devin, did you watch it?
Yeah, so I unfortunately...
You have to ask Devin those things.
I know. Well, you know I do my homework.
Yes.
Most part. But I unfortunately have not had a chance to watch
you
it.
You failed last week.
No, what didn't I watch? Oh, the Jeff Dahmer.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it. I started my homework. I didn't finish it. But no, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to. But I feel like there's a lot of hype around it, and I love it. What?
You didn't watch it?
No. I have not been able to
watch it. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You got an A for last week and this week. But next week, sweetie, got to snap it together.
Yeah, I know.
Get two weeks tomorrow, okay?
Wait, how does he get an A?
Because when you have family circles,
you get a pass.
I'm the professor who get
hit. Well, my circumstances isn't get an A. Really why I didn't watch it.
Now, see, now you're just going to motherfucking fail. I'm trying to be nice.
I just don't remember that being the homework assignment. When did you say that?
I said it's going to be, we're going to have a Hocus Pocus review. It's in the messages.
I just remember us talking about the
You missed
the
a lot other, of messages, so
I don't know about. I did miss
Actually,
a lot.
I do want to know, like, you've been disconnected from us, so what's
I
going
have,
on?
I have been really, really disconnected. But
other than that, the bitch still been disconnected.
No, I would say because I started getting disconnected probably I left for Maryland, like, Thursday, so probably the Wednesday that we filmed, like, I'm in tune, whatever, that Thursday, like, I had to run my errands, fly out, whatever. I got back, went out all night Saturday night, got back Sunday, went straight to like running errands again, slept all day, started back my week. So I don't think I've been like MIA, but you're right, I've been a little disconnected, but only because of all of that. Okay. Yeah, that's it though. I still love y'all the same. And I'm working on obviously getting reconnected because today I was pretty connected.
So the thing is, like,
I'm feeling appreciated.
So the thing, and I think you said this, that one time his phone died. Like, we're not used to not hearing from you.
Yeah.
And so when we, like, when I checked on you and then we didn't hear back for, like, a few hours, maybe a day.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
Feeling really
I'm sorry, y'all. But I do appreciate y'all checking on me. Like, don't, and I did see that. So don't think it's like, oh.
But you mean you saw it and you didn't respond?
I didn't respond in that moment. And I was going to go back to it.
Okay, so he paused us.
No, I didn't. No, don't be like that. Don't make it like that.
Well, but thank no, you I'm for good. Asking about my review.
Come on.
There's still plenty of time. Yep.
It was nice. I prefer the original, but okay. I really like how they had Salem. They showed the Salem background. That was really cute. But I don't think this generation will get the experience we had.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything.
From what you said.
But I give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay. I think that's fair. I would probably give it 5 out of 10.
Oh, child.
Oh, my God.
And I say that because, like, this will probably be the only time that I will watch it. Like, I would watch the original again.
Same. Yeah.
But I probably won't watch this one again.
Same, okay. And you haven't watched it?
he said I would watch the original again, and I said same. I would love to see the original. I love that movie.
But you haven't seen the second one yet.
Thank you. How can you say
he that? He said I would love to watch the original again. I said same, as in I would love to watch the original again.
I don't care. You said same.
But he was funny as far as the second one goes.
But what he said was, I would love to watch the original again.
Because he didn't enjoy the second one.
And I didn't see the second one, so I would love to watch the first one.
But you should have said same. You should have said, well, I would just watch the first one again.
I said what I...
Hey, what would you give it the rating? Because you won.
Right. And it's your segment. Which would you give it?
I would probably give it an 8 out of 10. I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Okay. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I am going to watch it, though.
All right, well.
What you got for
us? On to more depressing things.
Depressing? Do I got to cry?
I did cry a little bit yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I did. Tell us about it.
My heart. Okay. So, on Tuesday, a black celebrity couple announced after 14 years of marriage and 2 kids that they were getting a divorce. Which,
ooh.
Tia Mallory and Corey Hardrick.
The black one.
The black twin.
They're
the
both black.
I know, but I knew what he was saying, basically.
They're both black.
The black one. The one I said.
I mean, Tia do give a little bit more black.
The one that shoot her people. That's sad.
It's real. That's, you know, honestly, I say it's sad, but then when your marriage is in the spotlight, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Agreed.
And I'm just speaking from that standpoint. Like, you want to stay together for your children. That's why when I do get married, I'm gonna have a contract signed. We are not breaking up till our kids are 18 out of high school.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, we're not, because my future kids didn't sign up for that.
Right, but
they signed up for 2 parents
right.
in a household, period.
You've never known of or heard of a 2-parent household where, yeah, both of us are there, both of us are paying the bills, you pick up the kids from school, I'll drop them off, but the kids know that shit is just all fucked up. Like, mom and dad barely like each other.
We would definitely have our own room, like, but...
So you think your kids would feel like, oh, mom and dad are in the same house, they just don't sleep in the same bed, so we're good.
That's okay.
Your kids are not going to be
good. But we're available when you need us. Which door? Choose one, red or blue, bitch.
Which color is your door?
Red. No, because, like, I hate it, you know, because they were like a Hollywood star couple. Mm-hmm. Like, people were together.
A couple that everybody loved.
Yeah, but sometimes, really? You don't know. A lot of people
love them together.
Did they love them or did they love Tia?
Apparently, her husband was popular, too. I don't know.
I think they loved them because of they loved Tia. I would say that. They loved them because they loved Tia. That.
I mean, yeah, okay, and also, Tia's the one that filed for divorce. Which I don't think, I mean, from what I saw and what the research I did, I don't think Corey was the one who wanted a divorce. I don't think, she said they agreed, but I don't think he really wanted one. And that's just based off things that they
filed. Don't mean you can get a divorce.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just keep it real. They can get back tomorrow.
They could definitely fix it because, I mean, they're still in the same house. You know, they have their kids to think about. But Tia actually had posted a few days before the announcement that, what did she say? She said that letting go can be painful, but it won't hurt as much as holding on to an illusion.
Exactly. You like the illusion of us being together, but you ain't putting in the work.
Right. And then she had did a recent interview where told her...
Hold on. But you said right? But you just talked about having a whole illusion of just staying in the same house.
We're going to be together.
That's an illusion.
It's going to be an illusion.
That's an illusion.
So you got to have an illusion?
That's not helping your kids.
I'm not going to be fighting, arguing in the damn house.
But if we're married and we have 2 separate rooms, that's a big statement. That is a big statement. So it's like, if we're going to make
I might not slide in every now and then.
So now y'all are just fucking around.
Did anybody see ya? Coming to my room last night.
I'm done.
No, but I think Tia's doing what's best for her, because she did say in a recent interview, they told her that she was glowing and she felt differently. And she said that she was focusing on self-love, like, and finding herself again.
Yeah.
So maybe in a relationship, she felt like she lost herself, you know?
I want what's best for them. I feel like, because you made the comment, like, you know, their relationship is, like, in Hollywood. So, like, something about... it may not be what it's cracked up to be or whatever. So my thing is, like, regardless of it being in Hollywood or not, I feel like if there's ever a time where two people truly, like, really love each other, like, head over heels, that's going to be sad for me to see y'all not work out. Right. Like, even if there's two people I don't even care for. But if you find true happiness, you find that person, you find your person, I don't know, it just kind of makes me a little sad. But I'm also, like, you know.
It hurt it for me. I'm sorry.
An emotional person.
I don't know, but what? So, like I said, I come from a two-parent household, and I'm thankful for that. And I seen good years and bad years. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't know. Some people can't get over that bad year.
Right.
That's you know, cool. Sometimes it lasts 2 years.
Right.
My parents was in a bad spot for 3 years. When I was in the seventh grade up to the tenth grade, it was horrible in my house. Jeez. Horrible.
But they stuck it out.
But they got through it. That's beautiful. Just a time where I hated coming home because my dad and mom was always fussing, like, about stupid shit. Oh, you didn't put that the toilet seat. Oh, you didn't do that. I'm like, damn, mama, what the fuck? Like, can he breathe?
But see, I am I would be a child of divorce. But my parents divorced when I was in the seventh grade. And they had multiple separations before then, and now they're, like, the best of friends. And so now that I'm older and I'm looking at the relationship, they were probably two people who were meant to come together and have kids, but they probably weren't meant to be married.
Good point.
And so, I don't know. And as far as Tia and...
Corey.
Because I was about to call him Chadwick.
You mixed Corey with Hardwick.
I did. But as far as Tia and Corey, I've had conversations. A lot of people, multiple people have said that throughout the years, he just looked disinterested. And at the same time, for me personally, like, I'm not really affected. I'm focused on getting married, and so I'm not focusing on other people's divorce.
I'm not focusing, but I feel like it's sad. But to your point, now that I think about it, I feel like he does always be like,
would like you say, in the pictures and videos.
You said you'd rather see, you'd rather say pa than go or whatever. He was definitely giving pa in all the pictures.
He did look happy.
Yeah, it was really giving, like, okay, let's take the picture.
I just saw them make a video about their son getting sent to a school.
Oh, yeah,
he did get that. Accepted.
But at the same,
or something,
but like, at the same time, like, the son is the focus, not their marriage. And so, like, two people can come together for a common goal, which is a son.
And if your kid gets into a school, regardless of what y'all have going on relationship-wise, you better act like everything's good and this is the best thing that just hit the planet.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. And I guess because my parents suck it out. Bitch, stick it out.
14 years is a long time, though.
That's a long fucking time. And I'd be damned if I'd be with a bitch and another floozy come and take what the fuck I had. Bitch, you're not gonna have. Bitch, I help him build his home.
I'm just surprised that
you think you're gonna get a dollar.
Right.
But at the same time, like, if you are good,
same,
like,
thing for her.
If you're okay and anybody can have him or her, then let it happen.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. If I'm good, like, if I'm good, then
I don't know.
Whatever you're about to do,
billionaire, I'll shut my fat ass up.
Well, she had a prenup, and she actually went to the court and asked him to throw out the spousalship.
Yeah.
Because of the prenup. So whatever's hers, it's hers.
Well, if I'm married to a billionaire, do you think that I'm not going to have invested money, put money away, tucked money somewhere, bought jewelry, things
let
I can
tell
pawn?
You let
do
me
you
be
think
married
that I'm not going
to
be
to
like...
A Bill Gates, bitch. Bill going to say his dick in a pussy, asshole, whatever the fuck he want. I'm not going to say shit because I'm a billionaire, bitch.
Ew.
I'm going to spend $1 billion. That's how I'm going to show you how I'm hurt.
And
Bill, guess what I brought? 18,000 properties. We got new houses, bitch. So we want, what,
that's
you want to take this home this street?
That's a lot of STD checks. That's a lot of STD checks.
So just remember, this used to be the writing that was like, you get one time.
But now you can fuck everybody.
Now you can
as
fuck
as long as you got money.
As long as you got a big dog.
You should have fucked Angie. I don't give a fuck. Baby, was it good? I brought a house, y'all go fucking.
So then what are you gonna do? Just you're gonna just fuck other people?
Sure, the fuck will.
Okay.
Jesus, this is so toxic.
Well, just invite me to the functions. Look, I don't wanna fuck anybody, but invite
me. What you doing? Fucking in our plane.
It's so toxic. Where do you know?
I'm in a Maybach getting head.
I don't know.
Bitch, a billionaire. Bitch, you're not ever leaving me.
But I want true love, so my true love is not going to be. I'm not going to have love. Let me connect into this billionaire. No, y'all don't have true love, and y'all fucking.
Who say I'm not going to have love?
You just want to be with him.
I just want to have love with him.
So what happens when he wants you to come home?
I'll come home.
So what happens when your other man doesn't?
He got to understand he's a billionaire, bitch, you're not. You like this lifestyle? Bitch, we got to play the fence.
No, I feel like I could definitely, like, if it was tomorrow, definitely sign me up. But long term,
so you, Devin.
You know I want, like, true love, the real thing. So if any man that wants
imagine
me.
Imagine somebody who has $180 billion. Right. You telling me.
So give me.
You gonna let that shit go.
Give me 3 to 6 months with him, but that's it.
Bitch, Tay, are you leaving a billionaire?
For true love?
Yes, for true love. So if your fiance. If your fiance said to you, the billionaire that you met at podcast tonight, I don't want you talking to him, nothing from him, it's either him or me, you would choose the billionaire, is what you're saying.
What about you, Solomon?
No, next question, guys.
What about you, Solomon? Would you leave a billionaire?
You bitches are messy. Okay.
Okay. What about you?
So I plan to be the billionaire, so I'm not worried.
That's not the question. The question is,
if you meet one tonight when we go downstairs,
would you leave a billionaire if he was cheating on you?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about he cheating, so would you leave a billionaire if you know he was cheating on you?
No, we were saying if your person that you really love is like, it's me or the billionaire, what would you say?
I would take the person that I love.
Oh, right. Somebody with some sense,
bitch,
finally.
You just made me look real bad.
I said
no, you made me look bad. You made you look bad. And so.
You know what? They don't know because they ain't in their face yet. Let it come in their face. And niggas talking about, here, bitch, she go, 30 million. Bitch, you gonna shut your fat ass up. I'm gonna let you cheat in peace.
Look, I promise you, it's completely different. Like, where I am at 40 and having to have gone through everything that I went through, and we're gonna talk about this tonight. Like, it's been work. It's been work.
Okay.
And so you can have $1 million, you can have $1 billion and still be lonely.
If I'm in good health, let me put that out there. If I'm in good health, good mind, sound mind, good body, bitch, fuck you. Go cheat, bitch.
No. No, I haven't had a millionaire, but y'all know my ex bought me a car. And
wait a minute.
That was great.
Did we know that?
We did not know that.
But you're not.
Yeah, he said that.
I told y'all that. And he took it back when we broke up.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that even like throughout that, yes, you brought me a BMW, and you think you're gonna be cheating because I'm riding around a nice car that I didn't pay for.
No, that's different.
It's not a millionaire.
Yeah.
But it's still materialistic, meaning like, you know, compared to a lot of people that I know back then, that was like, oh, you're a millionaire because of you have a BMW, you know, a brand new BMW, whatever. So that was to them, but it's like, no, like, to me, that's not enough.
I don't think that's the same comparison. It's not.
But it's still materialistic. So I feel like once you buy all the condos you can, all the properties you can, etc., you still don't want you to, like, you even told us, like, the other day, well, the other podcast, one of them, and you were like, oh, like, my worst fear is, like, being sick and not having somebody by my side. So my thing is, you got all these billions of dollars, you can get nurses,
whatever. You're not
listening
to me. Who say I'm not going to?
But the question was, if the person says to you, I cannot share you with a billionaire just because they have money, you said you'll still choose the billionaire.
I will.
So when do you ever, the billionaire's not going to take care of you. God forbid, you know, you're in a situation. The billionaire is still fucking everybody else who's young and vibrant.
Bitch.
$1 billion. That's what we got up for. Let's go.
Because we'll be here all night.
Okay. We will. But that also leads into our menage a trois. So we had a viewer reach out to us, an opener reach out to us.
Yes, thank you.
And the opener asked if we've talked about romance and relationships. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if we've actually talked about romance specifically. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to know, like, what are... because we are four different personalities and four different opinions, like, what are our opinions on what romance is in a relationship? And so, you know, for me, romance is really that excitement that you get from that feeling of love. And not just, like, love, because I've loved before. But that feeling of being in love is completely different.
Yeah.
And so that is a whole nother level of excitement. And you do a whole nother level of things in that feeling.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And so the question for tonight for our openers who are listening and asking these questions, what is romance in a relationship? And so the thing is, like, I was recently having this conversation with a friend who brought up this Twitter post, and it was asking, why do black gay relationships not last? And someone posted or responded that it's because we don't have the opportunities in our developmental years. Like, we don't get to go to prom. We don't get to do the flowers. We don't get to do the dates, because many of us grow up in the closet. So we don't get to express our attraction, our affection, and our attentiveness. And so now that we're older and we have the responsibility of figuring it out, what does that look like for us?
For me, romance is I'm gonna
take that as a cough, but okay.
for me romance is more than just like a sexual connection. When you truly are in love with someone, I'm making sure everything in the house is clean. I'm like ironing your clothes. I'm making sure you're comfortable as fuck.
And taken care of.
And when you come home, I'm gonna massage your back, your feet. I'm gonna kiss on you. I want you to feel appreciated. You know, because I think sex is good, but when you have somebody who appreciates you, like, your whole being, like, they know you like to, say you like to go, like, to a sports bar or whatever, and they say, hey, babe, here go $400, go with your friends, have a good time. Or, like, they send you off to a game. They really are in tune with everything that you like, so they want to make sure you are always happy. Mm-hmm. They know how to trip when you're sad. Mm-hmm. Like, that's very rare. Like Soph said, when you in love with somebody, you would do anything.
And you would still take the billionaire over somebody that
I was just about to ask.
That's what you're describing, over the person you're describing.
Billionaire.
This money hungry bitch.
God damn it.
That's what you get.
For lying.
That's what you get.
My grandma, rest her soul, Miss Winnie, said the first time you marry is for love. The second time you marry is for money.
I've heard that before, but I've heard it the other way around. The first time you marry is for money, the second time for love. No,
the first time is love.
Yeah, the first time is love, right?
So if it's my first marriage, sure, I would love. I'm going to be in love. But if I get divorced, I won't get divorced. But if I get divorced.
God forbid you get
divorced. God forbid. Right. My second time married, it's going to be convenient.
Yeah.
I'm getting married once.
Same. Me too.
That's what I want, you know. But
if you get married and divorced, if you have kids, you got to wait 18 years before you can get divorced.
Well, according to Roger.
According to you.
Right. I'm sick beside it.
All right. Well, but I agree. No. I think you're basically saying, like, you know, if, like, I need you to know me. And based off of, like, you know me, show me, like, you want to get to know me more and show me how much you know me.
Because some people don't even know.
Right, know my love language, know how to cheer me up when I'm sad. Like, just basically give me everything I need. I think romance is just giving that person what they need and showing them how much you're there for them and how much you love them. So that can be a dinner, that could be a card, that could be, you know, that could be, hey, I'm getting off early. You know, I just want to pop up at your job and say I love you. That could be a text message. You know, romance is really, again, just, for me, giving me everything that I like and I love. And, like, I'm going to reciprocate that because that's who I am. regardless. And I feel like I've been in situations where I've like given too much too soon, but that's just who I am. So like, guarantee, if you give me the romance I need, like, you're gonna be straight, like, you're gonna be good.
I like that. And so, you know, we've talked about love languages before, and for me, I believe that romance is really the ability to show up for whatever the moment calls for. And so if it's, I'm sitting at work and I get a text that says, I'm gonna fuck you up tonight. And you don't know, you don't necessarily know what that means, but you kind of like anxious and excited.
I'm gonna start smiling.
Exactly. You're gonna start smiling. And then you're just like, okay, so
okay, but that's like,
so the entire so the entire day, you don't know what's about to happen. So you roll up to the house, you excited, you get whatever's coming, and then you're just like, and I'm talking about in a nice kind of way, not like in a abusive kind of way. But like, there's playfulness, there's excitement, there's the sexual impact is there, the intimacy is there, like all of that. I got you when you're sad. I don't know how to fix it, but I'm here.
Yes, exactly.
All of that, all of that is romance.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's the little thing. For me, I love it's the little
thing. It's a little thing it's for the me. Little yeah. thing.
And but a lot of people are like, oh well, I can't fix it. I can't fix it. No shit. I'm not asking you to fix it. Like, I know you can't. Only God can for a lot of things, you know. But just, you know, baby, everything's gonna be more than okay. Like,
I have a question.
But see, I'm not that person.
Wait, wait, pause.
So, why? Hold on,
y'all
hold on.
Be like you this the whole time.
Like what?
Then was stuck with my beard the whole time.
Maybe I don't know.
No,
shall we
no that had to just happen. Cause no, that had to just happen. I would have told you.
Oh yeah, that probably just happened. But
ask production.
They don't.
God damn it. You better end that shit real quick.
No, because we had great conversations, so you just asked out.
I'm sorry. I mean, because I had a head, I had an ass.
What was the last thing you said? Oh, everything's going to be okay. Like, for me, I'm not that person. Like, I don't need those empty promises. Like, you don't know everything is going to be okay. And so...
So what does being there for you look like?
Just being there physically.
Okay. So
don't really... And asking the questions. And I think a part of romance is, even if it's early in the relationship, asking those hard questions like compatibility. Like, I was having a conversation earlier today and I was like, I don't believe in compromise. I don't believe in compromise in relationships. I believe in compatibility. And so if...
What's the difference?
Because...
go ahead.
So compatibility is, are we a match? Do we fit together? And like, do we have certain things in common that work? And mind you, I'm also drinking, so.
But you have both?
No, but compromise is really, like, by definition, compromise means that I'm going to go without. It means that I'm going to sacrifice something.
I'm going to settle.
Means that I'm going to settle.
So for example, I don't like taking out the trash, and I would like to be with someone who doesn't mind taking out the trash, pumping gas, and doing things like that. So there may be somebody that's like, hey, well, I don't like to cook. So, hey, I'll take out the trash and I'll do this.
Ain't that compromising?
No, that's
compatibility.
Compatibility. That's compatibility. But me saying, you know what, I guess I could pump gas every now and then. I guess I could take the trash out on Tuesdays. That's me compromising because it's something I really don't want to do, but I'm doing it because it's going to make you happy.
Or
I don't think that matters.
I don't think
that matters. So the thing for me is like, no. Like, for me, it's that let's have a conversation and let's come up with an agreement.
I don't think it's... I wasn't saying it's bad either.
Because,
I was just explaining what Solomon was saying.
Compromise, yeah. I mean...
No, before that, like, what is your...
Like, romance?
Yeah.
Oh, basically, like I said, it's just a little thing. It's like, paying attention to me, noticing things that I don't think you notice. That, like, child, that'll get you that guac 3000. You hear me? Like,
wait, what did that look like, though?
So, no more...
Yeah, for the twins. That man is long and strong.
No, that's very important to me. Like, when you pay attention to little things, like, you know, things I buy, things I eat and stuff. Like, for instance, like, I like the all pink strawberries or whatever. Never knew he paid attention to that. One day he came to the house, he threw it on the bed away. He's like, here you go. And I'm just like, I ain't never knew you paid attention to that. Like, I eat that. Like, that makes me feel good that you actually pay attention to things that I like or whatever.
And what did you do for him?
I did a lot. Like, I told you. Because they made me feel like, okay, like...
And you would still choose the billionaire over somebody that pays attention to?
Look, with the billionaire situation, my man's a ride or die. He'll be down with whatever, okay?
Not the way that you portrayed it in scene.
Because, like, I want to... But I know my man, he... He'll be okay.
It's $1 billion.
We'll be financially stable for the rest of our life. He will be okay.
Shut the fuck up, man. You ain't going nowhere.
I think he'll be okay. But no, that's the one thing. Like, for me, I am a very romantic person. So when I do romance, I do like to go big or whatever, because that's just me. But it's not something that I need, because again, mm-hmm. like I prefer the little things. The little things matter more to me than anything, because that's the thing. That's how I know you're paying attention to me. That's how I know you love me. Like, you, like, if you notice things that I didn't know you noticed, then that definitely means something to me. So that's very important.
You know what my stress candy is?
Your what?
My stress candy. Stress when stressed out.
Oh, okay.
It's the gummy worms. And I never forget, it was this guy I was with, and I was having bad fucking day, and he was like, "Hey, I got you something." And I'm like, "What the fuck you got me?" Because I was already in bad PC ass mood. And when he came home with those gummy worms, bitch, I fell in love. Yeah, I said, "He really fucking know?" Cause I never discussed it, but he noticed every time I was upset, stressed, anxious, I would go buy the dollar gummy worms from the dollar store and eat them the fuck up. Oh. He was like, "You stressed?" And he said, "I know what you like." And baby,
he got everything too. He did everything. Yes.
What was the song you were singing today?
What
was the song you were singing?
The Aretha Franklin song.
No, that's a sad song.
It wasn't sad when you were in the elevator.
But what taste? When I say, but it's like, because I'm like, what taste? I don't need Gucci, Louis, shit like that.
Right.
Like, when
that
I
is
really,
nice.
The, it's nice.
Yeah.
But like when you know the little shit like that, like, you know, I like Bluebell pecan ice cream. You know my favorite drink is an Arnold Palmer. Like, I don't have to tell you, like, you know me. That turns me the fuck on. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we go out to eat, you already know what I like.
You
know, I
have
to
tell
you,
me.
You order it
yes.
for me. Like, you know my favorite drink, like, that shit would get
I love
yeah. Right. So I think we're all on the same page as far as the romance goes. It's mostly the little things, the detail, the showing.
Absolutely. And
if you know my shoe size. I like shoes.
I need you to know my ring size.
Thank you.
Hello.
I don't even know my ring size. Bitch, do it again.
Hello.
I don't even know my ring size.
You need to find out.
Yes, I know my. I need you to know my ring size and my work schedule so that you know when to send the flowers. And my ring size, so you can go ahead and show up with that rock.
Have you ever had edible arrangements?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
They somebody brought that to my job, and this nigga pissed me off.
Why?
Wait, what?
I was really done with him. I was working at the hospital.
This was his apology gift, then.
This was back in 2014. This nigga cheated. And he thought that because he said edible arrangement to my job, I'm gonna be like, oh, bitch, I threw that away. Give it to me. I threw it away.
I'd have done the same
thing. And I took a video and said, trash, just like you.
I'd have done the same thing. Because that's not, that doesn't, what?
Unless you're a billionaire, then Roddy would be like,
why'd you even apologize? I would have threw that edible arrangement at his mom. My thing is, like, that's not an apology.
No.
You sending something is not a good representation of you're very sorry for what you did, especially after cheating.
Bitch, not no fruit I can get from the dollar store from Walmart.
Not fruit, period. You have to do more than one gesture.
But like, if you think about, like, so we talked about Tia and
Corey.
So we talked,
I know his name either.
So we talked about Tia and Corey, but there were multiple celebrity relationships that broke up over the past week.
Like four Tuesday, actually.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And so
Krishan and Blueface?
Sure.
They don't count.
They're not mad.
They don't count.
And they're toxic.
That's a dumb bitch. They're toxic.
But at the same time, so, you know, when we're talking about romance, like, there is no... Is there a need to apologize? Like, are you doing wrong? Are you doing the things that... Are you being sneaky in relationships?
Is there a need to apologize? Absolutely. I mean...
No, so I think, like, if we have misunderstandings, mm-hmm. there's a...
I'm trying not to even make folks know. They are shocked.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to push it too hard.
So, if... So if we're in a relationship, I think if we have misunderstandings, I think apologies are necessary for those things. But absolutely. If I'm doing things that I know that will disrupt the relationship, if I'm doing things that I know go against our agreement, mm-hmm. then we're pretty much already, like, there's no romance for that.
Yes,
for me.
I agree.
Oh.
I agree too.
Oh, wait a minute. I couldn't tell from your butt your
you kind of set up and like
I had to get up. It was a real ass conversation. All right, 10 minutes.
All right, I gotta wrap it up. All
right.
Oh well, close this up.
All right. So
no, like sexy.
Not all the way out.
Yeah.
What? So
not pull out. Back up a little bit. Don't pull out of
me. Even though you can't do that to me, I can do it to you. I still can't imagine y'all letting somebody nut in y'all.
Why?
That is so, like, you cannot get pregnant.
But you nut, but you nutting people.
Oh my God.
I just like to do it.
Where did this conversation just go? Because we're talking about romance.
And it was him.
Blame the crown. Okay. It's always the drink.
We can't get pregnant means like, it's like.
Shoot up the club.
It's like a nut palooza. I don't know.
Please out the club.
But with one person.
So anyway.
No, not with one person.
So anyway.
Don't do that.
So as of right now for this moment, since there are no billionaires in the picture.
Don't speak my truth.
Currently.
We might meet somebody downstairs outside the studio because it's a nice studio.
I might meet the building owner.
So it looks like we're on the same page. So romance looks like the little things. It looks like appreciation. It looks like attentiveness. It looks like getting to actually know your partner. You know, one thing that we have, I don't know if we've actually talked about it on this show, but I think a lot of people get into relationships for the sake of the relationship, but they actually skip the friend phase.
Yes, God, yes.
And so you actually are in a relationship with someone that you don't actually know.
That's a lot of people.
I didn't
you
do that.
If you don't know them, I feel like you can't really know if you really like them. You may be attracted.
I have a relationship like this. They say they love me, but they didn't know me. I said, what's my favorite drink? What's my favorite ice cream? Bitch, it's in the freezer. You know what I'm saying?
Could have just shut the freezer.
Like, didn't know anything about me, but knew the sex was good. He knew the bills were paid in the house.
Yeah.
Shit like that. He thought that all that matter. It takes so much more than the likes of fucking shit being on, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know me. What's my blood type, ho? Can you tell me what blood I need?
Now, that might be a stretch.
No,
blood type, like...
I mean, when do you discuss that?
My fiance don't want blood type.
Y'all know we probably got 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, let's get to this letter.
All right, so we're going to move on. And I know y'all just hate when it's time for it to end. But this is our last segment, and we call this Left on Red. So our letter for tonight reads, hey, openers, I want to first start by saying that you guys are the real deal. I always appreciate your honesty and I would love some advice. I've been in a really great relationship for about a year now. And when I mean extraordinary, my partner is everything I could wish for. Yes, there is a but, LOL. But I'm truly in love with my roommate and I believe my roommate is also in love with me. We have had a few encounters, but it seems like we can't ever get on the same page or the timing is always wrong. Am I wrong to continue to be in a relationship that could typically end in breaking someone's heart? I'm not saying I don't love my partner, but I don't think I will ever have the love for him that I do for my roommate. Oh. What should I do?
Jump off a London bridge.
Bridge.
Bitch. That is so disrespectful.
What is a bridge?
Jump off the London.
No. It does. It does. It says sincerely torn between the two, which is perfect.
Not until you're lucky.
Damn.
I mean, it just seems really sticky. Like, even the card seems really sticky. Just reading that situation. Because it's difficult to get yourself in that situation.
No,
it's
not. Difficult. You don't think so? No.
You fucking your roommate. So you telling me
your roommate has a slight feeling for you or attraction, or you have an attraction for your roommate, you need to self-evaluate. Do I need to move, or is the person that I'm with not for me? Because if I'm locked into a relationship and somebody else comes along, I don't care if we live together or not. If you're distracting me from the person that I thought that I was ready to be with, I need to reevaluate. Am I not ready to be with one person, or is it I'm ready to be with somebody more like you than like him?
It's the fact I'm coming over y'all motherfucking apartment and then you're fucking your roommate and I'm talking to your roommate.
That part.
I'm being nice to your roommate.
And that's why they had sex. They just said encounter.
It's still
dirty. Wait, what the fuck is an encounter?
What?
They said encounter.
Anything other than a hey, what's up?
What it's mean too encounter? Much.
An encounter sounds sticky like the card. That's sticky.
Then when people get beat up or murdered, they don't know why. Like,
but hold on, pause.
I'm just...
No, because we're not condoning that.
I'm not condoning it, but people lose their mind. That will hurt. That's like a man being DL and she walking to her man having sex with a guy. Bitch, that's like you want to put two and two together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're fucking your roommate.
I feel like that's
a lie.
It's unfortunate. But you don't wake up in love with your roommate. Like, there's a process. There was, even if you tell your bestie or you tell your guys from the podcast, we were smoking last night and the vibe felt like...
Wait, hold on. Wait, that was very specific.
No, not that it's us, but I'm like, making it relatable.
People think we fucking please us make situation. I don't need my situation ruined, okay? I just got good with him last night.
What I got going on, okay? So I need everybody's watching.
That's he fine. Did I send y'all the pictures? He fine. Please don't miss.
He is fine. He is fine.
We don't say that.
You're right. I'm single as fuck. Oh,
now call me. Because I disagree. So what do I say?
I was just agreeing with him,
but he's single. No, but seriously, no, we're not. None of us are fucking each other like dead ass, y'all. We literally love each other. What?
This is the letter.
I know.
What was your advice to get there?
I just gave my advice.
What's your advice, Tay?
Yeah, I gave mine. I start, you know, I always.
Oh,
What am I saying?
You know, I always say honesty is the key. I mean, I would be honest with my partner. If you do love them, so I would be honest with them. And actually break it off, because clearly you're not in love with them like you're in love with your roommate. So.
Would you tell him I love my roommate, or would you just break it off and leave it at that?
I think I'd break it off.
I would just break it off. Okay. I mean, I would try to spare at least a little bit of their feelings, like, if anything, because that's
what would you say, Rodney?
Well, Roddy already said it, because...
He said jump off the fucking bridge.
Okay, so bridge. Would you spare feelings, or would you...
I would spare feelings. I would.
Well, I was asking Solomon that time, because said you already answered, but sorry. I'm not the host. We're all the hosts, so I guess that's not up to me, but...
I'm sorry, Solomon. What would you do?
So, I would...
You bitch.
So, it's obvious that...
Well, one word at a time, Solomon.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the partner, because you are in love with somebody else. You love this person, but you are in love with this person. Mm-hmm. And so if this is not your person, let them go.
So you would tell them?
I said let it go. I didn't say you necessarily need to tell them.
I wouldn't, because can you imagine that conversation?
So you're saying end it, but you don't have to say what's going on with the other. So
yeah, and it may not work out with the roommate.
Right.
That too.
But you need to recognize that this is not your person.
Right.
Because you've already cheated on them.
Yeah, and you're not going to continuously...
It's the me coming over y'all house and me talking to you, we're like, we cool.
stuck on that.
That's insanity, bitch.
But once again, and I hate
ooh, shit.
To give this situation any type of light, but I've been in that situation, and it's like,
as which person?
Right.
The person where
T-minus 45 seconds. Where can the people
find? You brought a bitch in my house and now you're with the bitch.
Where can a person
people can find
email
us?
Us?
Can they find us or email us?
Both.
I'm drinking one at a time. So y'all can find us at openrelationshippodcast.com. That's for the letters.
That's for the website.
Oh, yeah, the website. We have a website, you guys. Oh, so our website is www.openrelationshippodcast.com. You can now send your letters through our website, and it's www.openrelationshippodcast.com. So no more at Gmail. It's .com.
Period.
Period, poo. All right, that's turn.
Well, thank you for joining the four of us as we
sit out,
swallow
hard topics and spit out differences of opinions.
There you go. Say it again.
Good night.
I won't.
Ronnie, stop tapping your leg. You're making me nervous.
Yeah, you've I'm been sorry. Shaking all night.
It's the crown.
Are you okay?
It's the crown.
You sure?
Are we still?
Are we off?
Are we still?
All right, open.
All right, bye, guys.